Praise God. Just been, you know, as I've been preparing for this and just doing this, you know, over these weeks, you know, this has just been getting bigger and bigger in me and just understanding more. You know, just because you're anointed to teach or anointed to preach or you're gifted, that doesn't mean you're anointed to live it. Do you know that? So whenever we all have to walk it out the same. But God's put gifts in the church to be able to teach. But we all have to walk in faith the same. There's no, just because you see somebody on TV, you think, wow, that's amazing coming out of their mouth. They must have it completely together. Well, unless they do what the Word says, they won't have it any more together than any of us. There's not anointing to live normal life. There's an anointing to do what He's asked us to do. So, you know, as we... It's the Word that changes us. It's not men, and we don't want to get our eyes on men. But this has been a blessing. And I trust it will be to you too. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians 2:14 and start there. This was our focus last week. We've been talking about what it means to believe with the heart. And just going through different principles of faith and what it means. 1 Corinthians 2:14. And we kind of emphasized last week that the Word is not naturally discerned. It's spiritually discerned. And in fact, it is foolishness to the natural man. And the more we understand this, the more just walking in faith will make sense, because we don't always see and feel what the Word says. And so, you know, God has to reveal these things to us. So let's, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Let's read 13 again. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. When He is speaking to us, when I'm speaking the Word, or when another teacher or preacher of the Word is speaking, the Holy Spirit is the one quickening the Word and bringing it right to our hearts. He can speak something to you that I didn't say. And He can put images in your heart. You know, a picture is worth 1,000 words. That's why we believe that what is in my heart, what God wants to speak, will get over into our hearts. It's a deposit. It's from spirit to spirit. These things aren't revealed to our head. In other words, you can get something spiritually that your mind doesn't understand. It just, you know, you can grab a hold and say, I get it, but your mind's trying to catch up. God can speak something to your heart just during the day, and you can see all these things out, but your mind is like catching up, processing everything. He can quicken something to our heart like that. He doesn't have to say, thus saith the Lord, and spell it out. He can put something to you, and you see something or you know something like this, and you can see it. But then it's like your mind's discerning it and figuring out what exactly that means. You know, the way I could try to spell out something to you and take a lot of words to it, or I could show you just a picture, and your heart grabs a lot of things at once. It sees that, all this stuff goes on, but it's not like your mind is translating that picture into speech and describing everything. Well, there's the yellow sun, and that tree has, you know, green leaves. It's not doing that. It's just boom. And that's the way spiritual things are. When God can, you know, we'll be saying something or you'll be reading something in the Word and boom, it's just like zoom, something into your heart drops into that spirit, man. Your mind may be just reeling. I don't really get it with my head, but that's right. I can see it with my heart, and your inside man's doing somersaults. This is not naturally discerned. It's not with your head. When we're preaching right now, when we're saying these things, your heart's the one that's getting it. Your heart is the one that's grabbing on. And so it can see things spiritually and sense things and be taking things in your head, if you were to listen to your head's going, that doesn't make any sense. But you say, shut up, head, I'm getting it. I'm seeing this with my heart. I'm seeing what God's saying. I can see these things. This is, God speaks something into you about your life. And you could say, I see it. It's mine. I can see it. How can you see it? Do you mean you can see it? No, you don't mean your eyes can't see it. What are you saying? I can see it. What? Inside. Your heart has an eye. Your heart sees things. Happens so many times. You know, as we walked with God, there's just certain things you can see. You can see what it's going to be. When we were, just talking about that we believe with the heart, what it means to believe with the heart, and that these things aren't naturally discerned. When we were looking to come out here to Andover, you know, we had come out here in January in the cold, and then I came back out, it was April or May or something like that, to look for a place to live. And so we didn't take all the kids, I just flew out by myself, and we had contacted this realtor, and we were going to get a rental home in Andover, and there was several of them available. But I was driving around with her in Andover. 2006, you guys had a lot of flooding that year. It was a real bad flood year. And it was right after that. But I was driving around with her and just looking, and it was like, this is where my heart is now. I wanted to just get here and start living here and driving around. I mean, my house, was in Oklahoma. We had just sold our home. We've sold both of our homes in like 3 weeks. When we moved to, when we moved from Nebraska, when we said we're going to go to Rhema, I mean, we're just green. I never sold a home before. I'm just thinking, we're following God. We put it up. We didn't put it up to like, I want to say April or May, and we're supposed to leave in June. Because we're just following God. I mean, we're going one step at a time. We're going to take care of this, take care of this. Okay, got to put our house on the market. Okay, my dad's, in real estate and builds homes and whatever, but he's not in the Lincoln area. I asked him some things. But we thought, originally, we had just thought we're going to do it by ourselves. We're gonna do it for sale by owner. And got some idea of what the houses were going for and all that. And it was like, that's not what I have on my heart. I mean, we prayed about it. But we were thinking, man, this seems kind of low. This is kind of what we're thinking. But hey, if that's right, we'll believe, we'll do that. But we just prayed about it, prayed in tongues. Just, I remember down in our basement, 4024 North 8th Street, Lincoln, Nebraska. Just down in the basement, praying about it, getting, and this, when we were talking, I was talking Sunday about listening to your heart and how, maybe that was a week ago. Yeah, it was a week ago, Sunday. But, picking songs and different things that you learn to follow the Holy Spirit. Well, we were thinking about numbers. Now, is this song right? That song. I mean, God taught me a lot through that. Where are you going to go? Well, we were just thinking about how much we're going to put our house up for sale. And what? How do you do that? Well, pick a number. What this guy's saying. That seems too low. Okay, what about this number? Nah, it's still too low. What about this number? Well, go up higher. Nah, that's too high. I don't see how. If you can't see it, if you can't, I mean, in your heart, it's not like there, you can't believe for it. That'll answer a lot of questions. People say, well, I'll just believe for this. Well, if God didn't tell you it, then who are you going to believe? What are you believing for? Who are you believing for? Now, when we say we're believing for something, God had to drop something in our hearts, and that's where it's going to come from, that this is right, and then we have a decision to make, am I going to believe that or not? And if you're saying, I don't see it like Abraham, I don't see how, God, but you said it, so he's going to believe God. Well, he's believing God, what, just out of the blue that he's going to have a child? No, God told him you'll have a child. So he has a choice. Am I going to believe that? Well, so we're deciding on a price. And we decide, some amount. This is what we're going to get for it. We're going to believe for this. And we put up our pamphlet, painted our plant, or did on the computer, took digital photographs. We had to borrow a digital camera. We didn't have a digital camera at this point. This is 2003. We didn't have one. We borrowed it. You know, now it's on your phone and whatever. But not then. They probably had cameras on phones, but they're really clunky. Nothing you want to use for this. But, you know, and did it all up nice and everything, and put a little one of those canisters out in front, and went and got a sign made and put it out there. And we're like, going to have open houses. Yeah, had an open house on Sunday, you know, after church and everything. And I think one of those first days was Mother's Day. Well, you know you're going to get skunked pretty much on Mother's Day. I think we had it open anyway. I can't remember or not if anybody showed up. But then we had another one, and there's not really too many people there. Then a guy showed up and wanted to buy it, and he was just, you know, but I'll give you this price for it. And we sat down in our living room, and I had a choice. Am I going to, and he wanted a certain amount, and he wanted the refrigerator thrown in, whatever. And I just, in my heart, no, nope. And it was like, part of me was like, fool, you know, this guy's offering you money, but this wasn't what we had agreed for. And it wasn't just because of that. It was like, no, no, we said this, and this isn't it. And he's like, but this is all I can offer. I was like, well, you're going to have to go to a different house then, because I'm not going to sell it for that. And he walked out, and he never came back. And then another person came in and looked at it, I think on a Sunday, and a young couple, and they were looking at it, and they were excited. But right at the point where, I remember Tuesday night, we went out, and we're away from the house, and it was starting to get to me, because we were realizing, we don't have that much time. And when's somebody going to come in and believe in all that, or going to sell it? We got back, and they had... We got home and he called. This guy called and he said, "We want to buy your house and we want to give you a full offer. What we had put on for it, put on the market for." And so we sold that thing in like 2 weeks. It was 2.5 weeks, something like that. Same thing when we went to Rhema, or when we were. So we went down and we bought a house. We sold that house and then we bought a house in Broken Arrow. Now we could have gotten an apartment. Maybe should have got them. I mean, but I felt like, no, we're going to get a house. And we bought a house, and then we sold it three years later. And this is right before stuff started tanking. But we made money on it. We got it, put it in the paper, and put a web address in there, and it was the address of our house. It was like, I can't remember that address offhand, blanking on it. But the address of the house, you know, .com. And nobody was really doing that at this point. But we just did the same type of thing, and we sold that thing in 3 weeks. Anyhow, we had sold it, and as soon, because we weren't going to look out here till we had sold it, make sure we were gone. And people seriously would come up to us like, well, I know you're believing for this, but in case it doesn't sell, we're like, we're going out, and we believe this is what God told us. We're not trying to be presumptuous, but you know, we're not planning on sitting, because people can sit on their houses for months. They move, and they're still making payments. Yeah. And yeah, those thoughts come. But what are you going to believe? We're believing God. Now, you told us to do this, so we're just going to put it on the market. And, you know, in retrospect, I've even learned more. I mean, that's really quick to sell a house. It's easy to go buy a house. It's not so easy to sell. But we're just naive enough to believe God. Mm-hmm. Two for two. And so we come out here, and we're believing, okay, well, we're going to get the right house to rent. But what I started to say and all that is we were driving. So I was out here and we were driving around. I was driving around with this realtor. And she was asking, what are you coming out here for? And I'm telling her. And just kind of looking at me like, okay, whatever. You know, she wasn't jumping up and down. But we're going through Andover, I mean, you know, 7 years ago, driving around. But my heart inside was like doing flips. I'm like, this is where we're supposed to be. And it didn't make any sense to my natural mind. People would ask us all the time, you going out to Massachusetts? And you're happy about it? Seriously. We're in the Bible Belt. I mean, do you realize how many churches there are in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Broken Arrow? It boggles the mind. There are probably too many churches, let me tell you. You can get every flavor, and there are so many churches people get, well, I don't really like what you're preaching, so I'm going to go start my own church. Literally. I mean, multiple mega churches, you know, 10, 15,000 plus, you know, so when we first came out here, you know, we're thinking, people ask you, what kind of church is that? And so we're thinking in Tulsa, you know, well, you know, there's all these different flavors, like we got to tell you charismatic. No, their meaning, is it a Christian church? You know, basically, is it Catholic, Orthodox, or something else? You know, a Protestant, Orthodox, Catholic, or something non-Christian. That's what they're wanting to know. They're not saying, is it Baptist, Pentecostal? They don't even know. They look Pentecostal. What are you talking about? So we learned to actually speak their language, right? But my heart was already out here. See, my spirit knew something. God had put something in there, and we knew something, but my head didn't know it, and nobody else's head knew it. They come up to me like, "What? Who do you know out there again? What? No, I know you're saying you're believing God, but..." And Brianna was what? You were 2 and a half at this time. You were, no, you were 2, because Andrew was born, you're right, I'm thinking when we went to, when we went down to Oklahoma. No, you're right, you were 2 then. So you were 4, and the people were just like, no, I know you believe in God, but what's the real, who do you know out there, what are the demographics? I actually had somebody that I talked to at Raymond when we were telling them we were going to come out here ask, so have you done your demographics? I actually had. But that doesn't matter. If God says go, you go based on what he's leading you, not here. All that would be, can I do it? Am I in the right place? Have I run the data? God can say, you go over here. Now, I have all the data. That's not your problem. I'm not saying you shut your brain off, but we're not believing God. We're not following him with our head. It's with our heart. God can speak to you and show you pictures before there was anything. Give you a snapshot into the spiritual realm. And then you walk out and you start to see these things coming to pass. And it's like almost deja vu. You've seen it before. Where have you seen it? Not with your eyes. With your spiritual eye. In here. You've seen. God's given you a picture of something that's coming down. So these things, they're not natural. They're not naturally discerned. They're spiritually discerned. Do we even read our scripture? No, we stopped in verse 13, didn't we? These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual, spirit to spirit. Verse 14, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Notice that. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Who does receive the things of the Spirit of God? It's your heart is wide open when he's ministering something to you. Your heart is receiving, your mind and your natural man may not be being nourished at all. It says that they do not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. You guys there? Let's read that one again. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Foolishness. Foolishness. That's not a light word. I mean, how many times can we look in the Word of God where somebody following God, it looked foolish to the natural man? The father of the faith, Abraham. Did that look foolish what he was doing? Noah. Did it look foolish what he was doing? Gideon. Foolish? David? Foolish. You talk about a big boy coming down, likes of which we have not seen. This was not a basketball player tall. This was taller than any basketball player we know of and set. This guy was probably 600 pounds or something. I mean, huge boy. 9, 10 feet. He's 9'9" in muscle. I mean, his spirit. He's not some skinny guy. I'm sure when you got near him and he was stepping, the earth was shaking around him. Imagine that guy jumping up in the air right next to you. You're going to feel it. And David, 17-year-old boy going out there with a slingshot, going to take on this guy. Now, that does not look rational. This looks like David is not playing with the full deck. His drawer is, you know, he's got some silverware missing from the drawer. He is not playing with the full set. He's going to go out against this guy. But God was with him. He looked at it in the spirit and said, this dude against a covenant child of God, it's not me. I got God on my side, so it doesn't matter how big you are, you're nothing to him. See, now he is looking the right way. How is he seeing this? He's not even a born-again person. But he is acting on the Word of God. The Word of God's spiritual. The Word of God was spiritual then, too. So he's looking at something that looks completely stupid. Foolish. To the max. But no. We read about David today. Goliath. And he went out there and said, I'm taking you down, buddy. I'm going to feed you to the birds of the air and your friends. He's talking trash. What can do that? We see this over and over in the Word of God, and God doesn't change. He delights in giving somebody something that the world goes, that dude has lost his mind. And God just steps back and says, you watch this. Over and over we see it with people. But no, it's not naturally discerned. Not naturally discerned. We don't understand it. The Word of God is of the Spirit of God, and the Bible says the Word of God is foolish to the natural mind. The reason the Word of God is foolish to the natural mind is that you don't understand the Bible with your head. You don't understand it with your head. It is spiritually understood. You understand the Bible with your heart or your spirit. And you have to have a revelation of the Word in your heart. This is why we can have sermons preached to us. We could hear teaching CDs, MP3s or whatever. And then one day you see it. Why is that? It's because it registered on our heart. Your heart sees something and it jumps up and down and says, okay, it's there. It's your spirit sees it with an eye, with its eye, which is the eye of faith. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. So that's kind of where we ended up last week. We were talking about that the Word is spiritually discerned. And that it's not naturally discerned. And so this is in light of what we're talking about. Mark, let's go back over to Mark 11. So now this is vital to looking at when we look at this verse and the things we've been talking about. Mark 11, verse 24. Praise God. Mark 11, verse 24. Everybody there? It says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Now, we've been talking about that the Word is not naturally discerned, right? It's spiritually discerned. Now, this is vital when we're talking about this. What we're basically saying is that you've got to believe that you've got your answer before you get it. That doesn't make any sense to the natural mind. But that's exactly what the Word says. Let's look at it again. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Now, when are you supposed to believe that you have or that you receive the things that you desire? When you pray. You're not supposed to believe them next week. You're not supposed to believe it 2 weeks from now. You're supposed to believe that you receive the things when you pray. And the Bible says you will have them. That does not make any sense to the mind. I want to go over some of this slowly. What a lot of people are saying is that I believe God's going, like in the area of health and healing. I believe God's going to heal me. I believe God's going to heal me. Well, I'm believing it's going to happen. I believe it's going to come. And see, that's not what the Scripture's saying. And this won't get us where we need to be. You've got to believe, like Brother Hagin said, when he was lying there on the bed, and he did this for a long time. He kept trying to say, okay, he'll try to believe, and I'm gonna ask God to heal me, and I'm sure he heard me this time. And we've all probably been here, and we're all learning. But it's a picture for us. And Brother Hagin shares about what he went through because he was in a bed and he couldn't go anywhere for this whole time. And so over and over this happened where he would believe that God, he knew God wanted him to be well, but he would ask and he would get excited and feel blessed and feel spiritually lifted up. And he was just sure God heard him this time. And then he would get done. And then he would check his heart, and it was still beating irregular. He would check his arms, and they were still not working quite right. And so he would say, I guess I didn't get it. God, I guess you didn't heal me. And so he went on for like that for months. And when the light of this scripture that we're talking about dawned on him, he said, oh, I see. I have to believe that I receive healing for my heart when it's still beating irregular. I have to believe that I receive healing for my paralyzed limbs when they still look paralyzed. Now, does this make any sense to the natural man? No. What does the natural man say? I'll believe it when I see it. If you're healed, then you should see every symptom go away, and then it's obvious that you're healed, and then we believe it. Now let your heart grab a hold of this. We're going to go through this really slow. Just going over this because this is a spiritual thing and we're getting enlightened. Just believe with me. That's why we pray. That God is depositing something into our hearts right now. Because I believe He is. Because this is the crux of the matter. This is faith. What our natural mind wants to do is say, okay, I'll pray, and if God answered my prayer, I'll see it change, and when I see it change, I know I have the answer. But what God is saying, what He says in His Word, is that we believe that we ask and believe that we have it now before we say any change. I just want to read a couple things to you. Brother Hagin says it like this. He says, you see, many people say, I believe God's going to heal me. That's not New Testament believing. I ought to know I stayed bedfast for an entire year believing that and never got anything. I continued talking to the Lord. I've got to believe that my heart, he goes, I got to believe that my heart is well while my heart is still not beating right. Most folks want to have their petition first and then believe they've got it, but you've got to believe it first and then you'll have it. And then somebody said, well, I don't understand that. You're not going to understand it with your head. We're not going to understand it with our head. We got to grab it with our heart because it's spiritually discerned. See, to believe with our heart is to believe, what that is to believe with our spirit. Our spirit can see things that our eyes and our senses can't discern and can't see. And so, you know, then the devil can come to you and say, well, you're lying then. If you say I'm healed, you say, thank God. You believe you receive healing for something. You say, well, I'm healed. The devil can come to you and say, well, you're lying now. You're making stuff up. You're saying something. It's not true. Now, what we're saying is that I believe I receive healing now. When I pray, what I'm doing is saying, I believe I receive healing for this condition now. And therefore, because I believe it, I received it, I say that God has already done it, and I thank God that I have it, that I've taken it. I'm not saying that it's changed in the natural. What I'm saying is that I've taken it with the hand of faith, and I have it now. And that because of that, I've got it. I'm not waiting to get it. I'm not waiting to see it. I have it now. I'm not saying, well, I'm waiting, God's going to do it one of these days, or God. No, I'm not going by what I see. I'm going by what the Word says, that I'm going to believe it now. He didn't say, now don't get it confused with, I'm going to believe it, and then that means it'll show up right now. See, now we've flipped over into looking in the natural. Then you're saying, well, if I really believe hard, it'll happen right now. And then what do? You pray and then you check to see if you have it. And then you don't have it. And what do you say? Must not have got it. But what did you just make the mistake of doing? You're looking by your head. So we need to look in at the spiritual realm and say, God, you said this. I believe it. I have it. Therefore, it's mine. I don't feel any, your head will say, I don't feel any different. That doesn't matter. I have it. I believe I have it. Thank God I have it. Your head will go, you're nuts. You don't have it. No, I do have it. In the spirit, I've taken it. Something just happened. I've taken it. And it will show up on the outside. Something happened when I took it. And I'm just waiting for it to show up on the outside. Mark, let me read you Mark 11:24 in the Amplified. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe. Trust and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it. I'm going to read that again. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it. I'm going to go over it one more time. I'm not going over it because I think you're slow. We're going over it because this is registering on our hearts. Sometimes when we repeat things, it's not because we think that our head didn't receive it. No, we want it to register here. For this reason, I am telling... Now, this is Jesus speaking, right? Yes. This is not Jim speaking. This is not Kenneth Hagin speaking. This is not anybody else that you've heard preach it. This is the Word of God. He said, for this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it. Let me ask you this. This is a crucial question. When If we're praying and this is like we're going around our heads, well, I don't understand this. Let me ask you a question. When are we going to believe that we have what we asked for? When are we going to believe? If we're not believing now, if we're having trouble saying that I'm believing now, if we're saying I just can't believe, when are you going to believe? And the answer a lot of times is, well, when I see it. So that locates us. If we can't believe now that we have it, when are we going to believe? What's going to cause us to start believing? A lot of times we see, oh, I'm actually waiting to see it. I may even say that I'm believing I'm receiving it now, but I don't feel like it's true, and I don't feel like I have it. And so what I'm really doing is I'm waiting to see it. That's not faith. That's not faith. What we're really doing is looking, we're walking by sight. We have to believe that we have it in here before we see anything. That's faith. Jesus said, you've got to believe that you've received what you desire from God, and then you'll have it. That is the simplest way to put it. That's faith. To believe that I have it now before I see anything. Couple things. Let's just give a couple examples. We can see that we can relate to in the natural. Has anybody ever used Roundup? Something similar to Roundup. Like weed killer. Like Spectracide or something. Let me ask you. You never used anything like that?
No.
Okay, so you ever seen the commercials? The guys shooting, drawing and they shooting. Let me ask you. When you spray the weed, does it look any different, except maybe wetter, the moment you spray it?
No.
No. Doesn't look any different. But something started when you sprayed it. Something happened. Something happened where it starts messing with the way the plant grows. I think in Roundup, it starts making it grow like too fast, and it just can't handle it, and it starts dying from the inside out. And you can come back, depending on the product you get, 24 hours later, and the thing shriveled up. But something happened when you sprayed it. But it hasn't shown up on the outside, but something happened. Something is happening. When we're believing God, we're saying, I'm taking it now. Now, what is taking it and what keeps it coming is that we say, it's mine. And this is not willpower. This is not, there's a difference between saying, I'm going to take it and I'm just going to keep at it until I see it. You can do that and not be in faith. A natural person could do that, but they could be wrong and they could die. They could say, well, all it is, well, I'm going to stick with it. And I'm just going to stick. But if they're not believing from the heart, and they're not grabbing a hold of it, and they're not seeing it, which what we're talking about, saying, I'm believing, Jesus said it, I have that, I'm not mentally just saying, oh, I see what you're saying, I have to just pray the prayer and then not change. Okay, I can do that, but it's here. They're trying to believe God here. What are we saying? What do we set up to this point? It's spiritually discerned. So when we come and believe God, we are believing with our heart. Now we're going to get into, so I'll just say some of these things. This is ahead. We won't get into them tonight. But our heart then is not moved by what we see or about what we feel. It's only moved by the Word of God. So when we Our sense, if you will, of our heart is believing God's word. So let me put it to you like this. If I'm moved only by what I see, Let's say just in the natural. Let's say as just a natural person. I make decisions based on what I see. So I see everything looks like it's going well, so I make a decision based on that. And then I see something and it doesn't look good, so now I make a decision based on that. It looks like it's going to rain, so I make a decision to cancel the picnic based on that. When in fact it's not going to rain, but it looked like it, and that's all I can go on is what it looks like. Or let's say I can only go by what I feel. So I go out the door and it feels cold. So I say, I'm going to put on a big coat, but I go a little further and I realize that was just, you know, something blowing near my house because it was a wind tunnel. And actually, when I get out there, it's nice. So now I'm going to take my coat off because I am moved by what I feel with my skin. That's the sense that moves me. So if I'm only moved by that, then I will change what I'm doing based on my senses, my what I see, or by what I can touch. Your heart, its sense, if you will, is what the Word of God says. Your heart does not care what your physical body sees. It doesn't care what your physical body can touch. Your heart, if we're believing God with our heart, we're only moved by what He says. So if He says we're healed, and my body doesn't feel healed, my spirit, its only sense is what God said. So if He senses God is saying I'm healed, and I'm moved by that, let me ask you something. If my body starts feeling better or worse, has what my spirit sense changed at all? Has the Word changed? No. It doesn't change. So if I'm believing with my heart and taking something that God said by my heart, and my heart's saying, God said it, I'm going to take it now, and I'm going to believe that I receive it now before I have it. What happens so many times is though my body, I feel that it hasn't changed, so I let go of it. But my heart, if I'm believing with my heart, see, that's why then we know, am I really believing with my heart? If my body doesn't feel good or my eyes see something else and I say it's not working, how am I contacting God at that point? I must be contacting Him with my body or my mind, or I mean, you can't contact God with those, but I'm trying to discern God and trying to believe Him with my head or my heart because I'm moved off by what my head or my body or my eyes are seeing. But if I know that faith is of the heart and faith is based on the Word of God, then if I'm basing what my request is on the Word of God, it doesn't matter what my body's doing, my heart's still hooked up with Him. And so if I can separate and say, I don't care what I see. I have it, but you don't look like it. I'm not basing it on what I feel. I'm basing it on what God said. And with my heart, with the heart, man believes. So if I go to God, we read in Mark 11:24, and it says here, whatsoever things you desire, or whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive them how? With your heart, you will have them. If I come to God and I read that He Himself took my infirmities, He bore my sicknesses, and that's what the Word of God says, and so I believe I receive healing, then I've received it with my heart. And I'm healed now. I believe I'm healed now. So I've said, I have it, it's mine, I believe it. Now, I don't see anything change. But if I know where faith is of the heart, then I'm not moved. I have to believe that I receive and believe that whatever condition it is, I've received healing for it before I see it. And if I get moved off this, then that's located in me. I'm looking in the natural. Thank you, Lord. So, just to go away with this. So when we're getting hold of this, things are happening. I could tell stuff. We're turning the corner. We're getting a hold of it in our hearts. If we'll, because so many times the enemy will tell you it's not working. How are you discerning that it's not working? With that question, what's he saying? It's not working. Let me ask you a question. What would you look at to determine if it's working or not? What is he implying when you are asked that question, it's not working? You don't see it. You don't feel it. That doesn't have anything to do with the Word of God. And it has nothing to do with believing with the heart. When we see that, no, it is done, and I have to believe that I take it now. I'm just taking it. I'm believing that it's on its way. Like, have you ever ordered something from like Amazon.com or anything, right? Okay, when you go to place the order, and you can do it in one click, if you got it set up right, you know, one click order, you go, boom. Now, can you see what you ordered? Right at that point. You can see a picture of it there. But is it in your house? Does it show up in your house like that? No, it doesn't. But if you ordered something, could you go tell somebody, I have one. It's on its way. It's coming. It's going to show up momentarily. I have it. I ordered. They billed my credit card. It's coming. And if you look at, you know, depending on the shipping terms, it's shipping in 1 to 3 days or it's guaranteed delivery by Friday, such and such. You know it's on its way, right? Do you doubt the whole thing? If you don't see it the next day, do you go, oh, guess they didn't get my order. Let me go order it again. If you do that, now you're going to get charged again. And you're going to get two of them. But we don't think that way. We don't go, well, I didn't see it. But spiritually, we do this all the time. People do it all the time. They go and they ask God and they go by how they feel. Would you go by how you felt when you pushed that button? Man, I just don't feel like it took. I clicked the button, but I don't know. Today, I don't feel good. Man, my back hurts. I don't think the order went through. No, you wouldn't. And you would say, that's stupid. That's because you're walking by your natural mind. You can say all you do is push the button. Well, spiritually, this is what we do. We go in and say, this is what's on the menu. God said I could have this. I'll take one, please. God, I receive it now. I got it. It's here. I don't care what it looks like. It's mine. And I go, and I'm just going to thank him that it's mine until I see it. And you don't worry about that seeing part. You don't say, well, it's just waiting for it. No, we're not waiting for anything. That's God's part. Our part is to say, it's mine now. It's mine. And this is with our heart. It's our heart that does this. Not our head. Not our senses. With our heart. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We'll pick up there. We'll keep going. Got some things we'll go over the next couple times, but this is different. And don't let this be, I know we've heard certain things along this line. Don't let it be like, well, okay, yeah, I've heard something, but don't just shut that off and just look at the word for what it says and let's act on the word and receive the word for what it is, because we've overcomplicated it sometimes and we've got to. If we don't see, let's just settle it like this and close with this. If we don't see what we believe we should be seeing, the problem is not on God's end. Lillian B. Yeomans used to say that, and this is not condemnation. See, some people change it to where, I just can't take it if it's my problem, then I just can't do anything, and I just can't take anything more, so therefore I just throw up my hands and I do nothing. And I can't hear that it's anything to do with me. Well, we know it's not anything to do with him. And so we know, Lillian B. Yeoman said this, if I endeavor to believe God and I don't see what I think I should see, I start changing. Somewhere, maybe we have, is it possible at all that we could ever need tweaking? Any of us, or do we all have it arrived? Like, no, a lot of people think it's always God that needs tweaking. If something didn't work, man, God didn't come. No, that's wrong. We know that's wrong. So as we're going through and we're listening, we're just keeping our hearts open. I believe God's bringing us up. I believe we got some impartations tonight and things that we're just going to keep going in these sessions. And we're turning the corner on some things. I believe it. Thank you, Lord.